In the realm of AI agents today, complexity and cost are the two biggest themes emerging across Reddit. If you're building these systems, be aware that pricing in this space is incredibly varied and can feel wild. Many users started by comparing DIY setups versus professional agency builds, noting that while time is your currency when starting out, complex multi-agent deployments often require a significant investment to save time down the line. Beyond costs, workers are reporting a new form of burnout, cognitive overload. The consensus suggests that simply having access to unlimited AI tools and information can be exhausting. Productivity paradoxically improves not by adding more inputs, but by deliberately reducing them, focusing on one clear goal and one next step at a time. When it comes to structuring the actual workflows, achieving robust agent-to-agent communication is critical. While direct function calls are simple for local tasks, most experts recommend avoiding large context dumps. Instead, they suggest using structured job packets. This packet must contain the goal, relevant inputs, constraints, and a clear expected output shape. An interesting low-tech solution gaining traction is using email as an asynchronous message bus because it naturally solves the problem of passing context cleanly from one agent to another, regardless of whether agents crash or restart. On the security front, concerns are very high. Experts warn that treating these AI agents like trusted administrators is dangerous. Instead, you should treat them like junior operators with limited access. It's essential to build systems with proper guardrails, scoped profiles, and read-only configurations, and adopting a protocol where the agent must first inspect what it sees before taking any action. Another major operational headache involves web access. AI agents struggle immensely with real-world websites because of advanced bot detection. Users are finding that simple headless browsers or cloud data center apps will fail. Successful work requires building dedicated, sophisticated stacks, utilizing residential proxies to appear like genuine human activity. Finally, for those looking to build these systems themselves, the general advice is to skip pre-packaged courses and instead jump straight into hands-on learning using platforms like N8N and YouTube tutorials. The consensus among experienced users suggests that while some specific agent frameworks may have hiccups with reliability or transparency, agents remain powerful tools for tasks requiring systemic thinking, such as brainstorming complex system designs, even if dedicated coding agents are often preferred for pure code generation.